It doesn't matter where they have come from, whatever armed nations they have, if they got what belongs to me, I am going after them. The victories of the battles you will ever fight in life don't depend on any human being. They depend on what God has put within you. You are a Christian, there is no reason you should suffer any loss in life. God has deposited enough power and ability inside you. You will always win every battle. You are not an ordinary person. You are not just a human being born on earth to just walk the face of the earth and pass out of the earth. No, you are more than that. In 1 Corinthians, there was something very striking. Chapter 15, verse 35. Apostle Paul was trying to explain a question that people had about the resurrection of the dead. When people die, they are buried and their body decay. How come some of you Christians say they will be raised again from the dead? With what body? Their body decayed. And in some circumstances, some people die in an accident and their bodies are scattered everywhere. In some cases, they are even burnt into ashes. So with what body are they going to be raised again from the dead? Can we have 1 Corinthians chapter 15, I want to look from verse 35. But some men will say, how are they raised up? And with what body do they come? Thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened, except it die. Next verse. And that which thou sowest not that body that shall be, but bare grain. It may chance of wheat or of some other grain. Next verse. But God giveth it a body, as it had pleased him, and to every seed his own body. Now, Apostle Paul was explaining something very significant. He says, he was trying to explain to those who didn't understand that there was going to be resurrection. So he was trying to explain to them, listen, when you plant a seed, it is not the very corn that you plant that you get back. That corn you planted, it decays. It decays, and yet you have another corn that comes up again. He said, it's not that one you planted that you got back, but God gave the seed in a corn fruit. There is a seed in it. The fruit around the seed decays, but the seed does not decay. So that seed comes back again with a different body. So Apostle Paul was explaining that God is the one that gives body to every seed. Now, seed is beyond the ordinary. The seed is what we see in the physical realm. But in the spirit realm, there is a power that is operating in a seed. There is a power that is operating in every seed that makes it to be able to produce something. That power is the life factor. Now, the seed is also referred to as the spirit, the vital part of every fruit. He said in this verse, but God giveth it a body as it pleased him. So every seed is own body. Now, don't forget that Apostle Paul was trying to explain what happens when a person dies and he's buried in the ground. That body, like the fruit, decays, but his spirit does not decay. He says when the person is raised up again in resurrection, that spirit is given a body. Now you begin to understand something, that in every human person you are seeing, we are not just a body. We are actually a spirit that has been clothed with a body. So as you are hearing me today, brother and sister, you are not an ordinary human being. You are a spirit that has been clothed with a body. And when you understand this fact, it will help you to look back in and try to understand the spirit that you are. When Jesus was physically on earth, he understood who he is. In John chapter 8, verse 13, take me to 23. Jesus was telling the Jews of his days, and he said unto them, ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. Now listen, Jesus was born by a woman called Mary, like every other Jew that he was talking to was born by a woman. And he knew that. He knew he was born by this woman, Mary. But Jesus understood that he was not an ordinary human being. He was not a human body being. He was a spirit that came from somewhere. That was what Jesus was talking about. He says, I am from above. This physical body you are seeing here is only a cloth that has been put on me, the spirit that came from above. He says, ye are from beneath. He was telling the Jews, you are from beneath. What does it mean to be from beneath? He wasn't telling them that you are from this earthly plane. He was telling them that they were from somewhere below the earthly plane. Look at the description. I am from above. He didn't mean that he's from the cloud or from the sky. He was telling them that he was from the heavenly realm, from God's heaven. So when he said to them, you are from beneath, he wasn't telling them that they were from the earth or they were from under the ground. He was telling them they were from another spirit. Another spirit word. Now that shows something. Now these guys were Jews, these children of Abraham. But that shows something, that everyone that is born into this world is born a sinner. Not because of what they did, but because of what a man did in the Garden of Eden, Adam, the first man on earth. And I've showed you previously in some weeks ago that because one man died, one man sinned in the Garden of Eden. Sin entered into the world and sin brought death upon all men. And after that, because one man obeyed God, righteousness entered into the world and the grace of God came upon all men. Now, men had sin upon their life, not because of what they did or didn't do, but just because of what one man did. In the same way, righteousness passed upon all men, not because of what they did, but because of what that man, Jesus, did. Praise God. Now, Jesus was telling the Jews, he says, and he said unto them, ye are from beneath. He was telling them something that they didn't understand. You are also not ordinary human beings. You are spirits that have come from beneath. But today I'm not talking to spirits that have come from beneath. I'm talking to spirits that have come from above. He says, ye are from beneath, but I am from above. It is necessary to understand who you are. In John chapter 1, verse 1. He says, in him was light, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. In other words, darkness could not overpower it. They could not even understand it. What is this? It's repelling. He says, and darkness could not comprehend it. In verse 14, it says, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And the word was made flesh. In other words, the word became flesh, or the word put on flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. Now, let's go back again to verse 1. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, it's like, what is he saying? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Sound confusing? Now, if you look in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, the Bible said, and God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. Which means it was not one person that was there when man was being created, or when the things that were created in Genesis were being created. Are you understanding this? It was not one person. Now, what was said God there, G-O-D, is translated from the Hebrew word Elohim. Elohim is not a name. That what you see there, God, is also not a name. What it is, it's a realm. And the realm of the gods, of course, it's not a small letter G. In that realm of the super being, they said, let us make man in our image. Of course, this is not grammar. It's easy for you to understand that it was not one person that was there. He says, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, and on and on and on and on. And in verse 27, he says, and God created man in his image. In the image of God created he him, male and female, created he them. It becomes like singular again. But look at the word he used there. So God created man in his own image. When man was created, he was created a spirit being. But he was made a physical being in Genesis chapter 2. The spirit that you really are was created first, exactly like God. And in Genesis chapter 2, you can read this on your own, verse 6 and verse 7. God formed out of the dust of the earth. He formed a physical being, and he breathed the spirit being out from inside of him into the physical being. And the physical being became a living soul. Now, if you understand, back to John chapter 1, in verse 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, the what was translated word there, W-O-R-O-D, is actually L-O-G-O-S in the Greek. It means in the beginning was Logos, and Logos was with God, and Logos was God. Now that you understand from what I have just said, that the word God in Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 is not a name, it's a realm. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, it says, and God said, it's not a name, it's a realm. Like you have the realm of man, the realm of animals, the realm of plants. You also have the realm of God. So that realm is what is being referred to when he says, and God said, and Elohim. Elohim is not a name. I know that a lot of us, maybe at some stage in Christian life, while we're growing up, they said the names of God, Elohim, El Shaddai, Jehovah. Have any of you ever gone with that exercise? Come on. Or did you all just become born again last week? Names of God, Elohim, El Shaddai, Eliona. Now, that is not a name. It's only a realm. So in that realm, that was where Logos was. It says in John chapter 1, again, verse 1, it says, in the beginning was Logos. And Logos was with Elohim, was in that realm of God. And Logos was not just a member. He was God also. The Bible said in Philippians chapter 2 from verse 5, it said, let this might be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, that even though he knew that he was equal with God, he thought it not robbery to be equal with God. He knew that he was God. Jesus knew that he was not just a human being born of one woman called Mary on the face of the earth. He knew that he was a spirit. And that spirit was the spirit that was in the Garden of Eden. He knew. He knew that he is God. I am not ordinary. This is God walking the face of the earth. I've only been clothed with a physical body, but I'm still God inside. I'm still God inside. Now, the principle you are going to realize today is that we are not ordinary human beings on the face of the earth. We are spirit beings that have been sent on the face of the earth. Every single one of us are spirit beings that have been sent on the face of the earth. I showed you in 1 Corinthians a while ago. In 1 Corinthians, Apostle Paul was trying to explain something. He said, every seed is given a body. Every spirit is given a body. So as we happened on earth, we were clothed with a body from our mother's womb, with which we walked out into the earth. Now, a lot of times people are deceived to just think that they are an ordinary body, just born of one woman and walking. No, you are not an ordinary body. You are actually a spirit that came from above somewhere and you came into the earth with a cloth of a physical body. And at the time we eventually leave this earth, we will drop back this cloth of body. Our spirit will be clothed with another celestial body. It's just like when you get home from church on Sunday, you drop your suit, you put on your t-shirt or your pajamas to go to bed. When we leave this earth, we will drop the terrestrial body. We will pick up a celestial body. But the spirit is still the same. Jesus understood who he was. He was not just the son of Mary. He was the spirit that was from the beginning. He was the spirit that was there in the garden. He was God with God. The Bible says, by him were all things made, and without him was not anything made that was made. Now, Jesus was not, from the scriptures, the creator of all things, but by him were all things made. When God created all things, Jesus was required to make them into existence. That's not my teaching for today. But I want you to understand that we are not ordinary human beings on the face of the earth. We are spirit beings. Jesus said, let's get back to John chapter 8, verse 23. In John chapter 8, verse 23, he said, and he said unto them, ye are from beneath, I am from above. Jesus was speaking based on the understanding that he had of who he is. Jesus understood who he is, and he was speaking to them with that understanding. He says, ye are from beneath, I am from above. I am a spirit being from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. He was talking to the Jews. He said, you are of this world, I am not of this world. Listen, brothers and sisters, it's possible for a person to be on earth and he does not know that he's a spirit being. There was a man, a very powerful prophet of God. His name is John the Baptist. You all know John the Baptist. When John the Baptist was on earth, in John chapter 1, verse 21, they ask him, are you Elias? What spirit are you? Because they know that this guy is not ordinary. Are you the prophet that should come? Are you Elijah? He says, I am not. But in Mark chapter 9, verse 13, Jesus said that John was Elijah, but he said he was not. What happened? It shows that he himself didn't know that the spirit that was inside him. He thought he was just born by one woman called Elizabeth and Zechariah, the old people. And here he is as a prophet being sent of God to do some wonderful preaching. And that was all he did. He did not know who he really was. If he had known who he was, he would not have been killed. His head was cut off. Because the first time Elijah came, that spirit called Elijah, when he came, they came to arrest him. He said, who sent you to arrest me? They said, King, man of God, come down. We have come to arrest you. He said, you come to arrest me and you know I'm a man of God. He said, fire, come from up and swallow these 50 people. Fire came and swallowed 50 people. They tried it the second time. He did the same thing. Until the third group said, please, we know that you are a man of God. You could never be arrested. Please, you follow us by yourself. Spare our lives because we are just servants. That spirit, that same spirit, when he came back and was clothed and was named John, John didn't know that spirit that was inside him was able to call fire down. You need to know the spirit that is inside you so that you can fulfill your destiny. You are not ordinary. When they arrayed Jesus before Pilate, John chapter 18, verse 36, and they were asking Jesus, they said that you are the king of the Jews. Are you truly king or what's going on? Jesus answered and said to Pilate, he said, my kingdom is not of this world. He knew that he has a kingdom. This was a prisoner. He has been arrested and brought before. The Bible said he was actually arrested. He was arrested and brought before Pilate. And they're asking him, are you truly a king? They said, you are king. He said, my kingdom is not of this world. Now, you remember that I taught a few weeks ago that Herod didn't know what was said in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, that the kingdom shall be upon his shoulder. And they thought that that guy that the Bible was talking about, that the kingdom shall be upon his shoulder, he shall be the king of the local Jews. And so when Jesus was born, he didn't want another king of the Jews to arise. So he killed all the children, not knowing that the kingdom that was being talked about was not the kingdom of the Jews in the Middle East. Jesus came up and said, my kingdom is not of this world that Herod was killing everybody about. My kingdom is beyond this world. Brothers and sisters, the interesting thing is that you and I have been bettered with the same spirit that was inside Jesus Christ. I'm not just trying to make you happy. I'm telling you the truth so that you can look back inside and understand who you are. And when you understand who you are, that is when you start to fulfill the destiny that God has set for you. You are not ordinary person. Ephesians, I'm going to show to you by the grace of God that the spirit that actually was in Jesus, that spirit is the same spirit that is in you now. And the kingdom that Jesus was talking about is the king in that same kingdom. I'm going to show it to you from the scriptures. The scriptures cannot lie. You have been made a king in that same kingdom. Now, I want you to understand something. Jesus didn't discover that he is God. He didn't discover the spirit that was in him by one super revelation. Bah! Hey, so I'm the God that was in the Garden of Eden. No. He discovered by studying the scrolls. He discovered by studying the scrolls. If you and I, we study the same scrolls, we will discover by the help of the Holy Spirit who we really are. Let's give God some worship. Montela kasa kabari kabala. Jerele selimantari bala koto kibala
runteke. We trust that you have been blessed by this message. If you have not been born again, I want to lead you into salvation right now, the Bible way. This is your opportunity to receive salvation. Say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart, and God will hear you. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died on the cross to save my soul. I believe God raised him from the dead, and he is alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have eternal life now. I am born again. I am a child of God. From this day, amen. Congratulations, you are now a child of God. To receive more information on how you can grow as a Christian, please send us an email at cesydney@gmail.com. That is cesydney@gmail.com. God bless you.